what the hell is going on around this place? Everybody's crazy. They're going to Walmart. They're worried about catching this little cold. They're buying Coronas off the shelf. Toilet paper nowhere. And all it is a big smokescreen, a cover-up. A cover-up of a crime from 110 years. And now they're going to cover it up with a cold. How many people believe what the government tells them about this virus going around? Do you believe their numbers? Do you believe anything government tells you now after being caught lie after lie after lie? And now we think that this virus, that they're telling us the actual numbers, they could be higher, they could be lower. We don't know. It's coming from a known liar. Even their any of their statistics on the economy, you can't trust any numbers. You can't trust anything that comes out of a politician's mouth. Anybody that believes the numbers has either been brainwashed or is an idiot. There's no other way that it can be. Fake news. Donald Trump said fake news all the time. And his followers say, yeah, that's fake news, but when he says something, a lie or something, it's the truth. And the left goes, oh, he's lying. And the left even sees fake news, fake news, fake news. So what's real? What is real? Well, today we're going to talk about the real thing, the crime and the cover-up and following the money and who benefits off of all this. Off the virus, who benefits? We won't talk about who the criminals is, because that you're not supposed to know that it's the Federal Reserve. But we're not going to say that because you're not supposed to know. But that bank was formed in 1913 by the criminal organization known as the U.S. Congress, and that gave away all the powers to all the money to this bank, the Federal Reserve. You're not supposed to know that. And over the next 110 years, they have been robbing us blind. 99% of the value of the purchasing power of the dollar has been lost in 110 years by a criminal organization in cahoots with your politicians in Congress. And now comes the crime of the century, cover-up. Because now that the fiat currency is gone, its value is coming aware to all the people that have been conned, they've got to cover it up and having a scapegoat. And what is that going to be? The virus. Ooh, be afraid, people. But really, and there's people dying. We have no doubt that people are dying and people are getting sick and there's quarantines and all kinds of stuff. But at the same time, the stock market's falling. Oh, it's the, what is it? That beer virus, whatever it is, the beer virus is going to get us. And that's the reason everything's collapsing. When no, it's not. It's this. It's when they confiscated gold. In 1930-31, the roaring 20s, 50s, and the 60s were all paid for with printed debt notes, printed money out of thin air. World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all these wars financed with debt notes, more and more debt notes printed out of thin air. Who paid for those? Those were debt notes on you and me. And everybody in the future, and everybody in the past, They're taxing everybody. And who gets rich? The bank. The banks. The military industrial complex. This is them. This is theft on an industrial scale. And what are they going to do now? What have they been doing for months and months and months? More money, pumping more money into the debt bubble. Now, if you don't know anything about the Federal Reserve, you're not supposed, but you're not supposed to know anything about it. Because it's a big club and you ain't in it. I ain't in it either. I just happen to know this kind of stuff. If you don't know anything about it, I suggest you do the research, because here's the criminal organization that's going to rob you blind and leave you homeless. Now, if you don't know anything about the great money machine and the heist that's going on, might I suggest E. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That'll give you a general overview of what the Federal Reserve is really doing and how it came about. And then you can delve a little bit deeper to find out what they're actually doing to us today and the end game. What is their end game? That's what we're going to talk about next. This is a crime that takes time. It's taken 110 years to get here. And the central banks all across the world are working in unison to do the same thing. This is good. A wealth transfer never imagined in all of human history. This is going to be a social order disorder on a magnitude nobody can even imagine. There's going to be a two-tier society. There's going to be depopulation, all because of this theft and the cover-up that has to be done so you don't know. Never let a good crisis go to waste, even if you have to make one. So I know a lot of people think, man, this guy's crazy. They wouldn't just let loose a virus or anything. This virus came from a meat market and a bat thing and all that. If you've been listening to the mainstream media, Fox News and PMSNBC and ABC and CBS and all them talking heads, you don't know diddly squat. And if you've been listening to Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or Pompeo, the known liar, and Donald Trump lies more than anybody I've seen in a long time. Barack Obama, I've never known a politician that don't lie. Have you? So it's not a right-left thing at all. Because they're all liars and they're all thieves. But let's go on and see what the cover-up may look like. And let's see if we can figure out who benefits and follow the money and follow the power and the control that can be gained out of all this everything bubble as they pump more and more and more money in there. Since the Great Recession of 2008, they've been pumping money and money, but recently, before the virus showed up, they were pumping hundreds of billions of dollars a night into the repo market to help liquidity. And now they've pumped over $1 trillion, and they're pumping $150 billion a day into this thing right now. Even as the stock market crashes, the yield curve is inverted. The 10-year is under 1%. It's crashing. Oil is down. Not because of this virus, but because global demand for debt is shrinking. Global demand and consumer shrinking. Manufacturing orders going down. The economy was already in free fall when this virus showed its little head in November 2019. If you hadn't figured it out yet, you don't run the government. The government is not we the people. Your vote doesn't matter. Your vote is about like my little dog Fred taking a shit in the Sierra Desert. This desert doesn't even notice it. Your government's owned by the banks, the central banks, and the politicians are bought and paid for. If you hadn't figured that out yet, I'm sorry. In that context, let's look at the beer virus. You know, I don't want to say the word. Well, it's Corona beer virus. Let's look at that in the context of dirty, rotten, no good pieces of crap running your life, running the world. That's right, friends and neighbors, boys and girls. We're entering the realm of dirty, rotten scoundrels who can think of nothing better than to screw you and me. Follow the money. Always follow the money. Money is power. Money is control. Who benefits from the beer virus? Governments. Governments, when they're spending, they get to spend more right now, but later they'll get to spend less, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then control. With all, as this virus spreads and all, what are you starting to see? You're starting to see government quarantine. Every test has to go back to the CDC. There's some problem with testing for this coronavirus that only the CDC can do it for some reason. Who else? The central banks. The central banks get to issue more debt. Oh my God, it's a coronavirus. That's why the stocks are falling and all. So they get to pump more debt. That's their only product is debt. And they're going to pump more debt in and buy more assets, buy more debt from the government on your dime. So every day that they're pumping $150 or $200 billion into the repo market to prop up the economy, that right there is going on your back. $200 billion. Who knows what it's going to be? It's got to be more and more and more. So the coronavirus didn't start this. Oil prices were going to fall. They've been in the repo market for months and months. When was it? In August of 2019, I believe, when it really went. Don't call it QE. But it's money printing, it's robbing, it's taking the last change off the table before they put you down. This is all a big game to these people, the people that run the world. You think that it's your government. It is not your government. Your government is a puppet just like every other government in the world. They're a slave to debt. They're a slave to the central banks who could control the lifeblood of the world. Let's come to what the coronavirus may be all about. It doesn't matter whether it was out of a bat in some wet market in Wuhan. It doesn't matter if it was out of a bio lab in Wuhan. It doesn't matter if it was concocted in the United States of America, which some reports are showing. What matters is what the end result's going to be. How many people die? Who does a virus seem to affect more than any? The old people. Now let me ask you something. The baby boomers are just now retiring. How much is that costing the government and Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare, all those entitlements and all that we keep hearing Social Security is going broke and broke and broke? Well, how about if you could get rid of all them old people? How much do old people cost? How many trillions is it going to cost over the next 30 to 40 years as the baby boomers all retire and the millennials are not enough to pay the debt? And Social Security has been raided anyway. The politician has stolen from you. The central banks have beaten you down, and now they're going to leave you destitute in the land of the free. They're going to lock you down with a coronavirus. gonna put in place medical martial law. Now, medical martial law, they can do anything. Due process is out the window. Who's gonna know? They quarantine towns now. They're starting to quarantine towns. Look over in Italy, 16 million people are quarantined. Quarantine, what does that mean? There's guards all around you. You can't go anywhere. You're locked in your house or whatever. Whether the thing's real, whether the thing's not real, whether it's a bioweapon or not, doesn't matter. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's what we're seeing right here. Medical martial law is going to come to America. And the Second Amendment, it's not going to matter. Why? Because the mass of people go, oh, government, save us. We trust you. We'll go into the quarantine. We'll do what you say. That's dangerous. Because who's going to know who has it and who doesn't? Who's going to know who died and who didn't? Who's going to know? Who's going to check up? Is the coronavirus real or not? Doesn't matter. But when it comes to the big game, if I was a dirty, rotten, no good piece of crap, and I needed to cover up all my dirty work over the last 110 years as I consolidate all the resources, and I'm going for a two-tier society, I'm gonna eliminate as many people as possible. Thank you. Quit. So while you watch the Dow Jones going down and you get afraid of the corona, the beer virus and all that, and you run and get toilet paper and all that, the chaos is going to ensue and you'll beg for mercy. Lord Trump, please come and save us. Meantime, you're going to lose all your rights, all your freedom, and probably all your old people. Now all the supply chains are broken because of the beer virus. Even though the trade war was going on, even though the economies were already in free fall, and everybody said, oh, it's the beer virus, it's the beer virus. When it's not. Everybody thinks this is just a coincidence? Come on. I don't believe in coincidence. Do you? Do you believe your lying politicians? Do you believe they won't take any more power and control? Do you not think that it's going to end in medical martial law? Look it up. I'll leave a link below. I'll leave a lot of links below where you can think for yourself. They don't want you to think for yourself. And remember, it's the central banks and the Federal Reserve who are behind all this. Wake up, America. Been had. And now they're going to get rid of you. Now what do we got to look forward to? Well, we got to look forward to quarantine spreading across the nation, people not going to work, and helicopter money. That's right. We're going to see helicopter money as they start to bail out corporations, they start to bail out people, start to send them money for not working as they're in quarantines. And it's going to be helicopter money and helicopter money and more debt and more debt. And the debt's going to explode as the Federal Reserve just buys and buys and prints more money. So now we're going to see the hyperinflation of it, the currency. Prices are going to rise and your purchasing power is going to decrease. The price of hamburger is going up, people. You just wait and see. Helicopter money, free money. This is the only way they could get it to work. Free money, helicopter money, to keep the everything bubble inflated until they can't anymore, and everything crashes, everything comes to a standstill, and you're left destitute. You're left hungry and sick. And all the old people will die off, and the government won't have to pay for them anymore. Hallelujah.